Blog Talk Radio.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Yo, yo, what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cup. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond. Blech.
What's up with it, y'all? Man, don't change that down. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And you tuned in live to Off the Cuff Radio. Better not touch that down. Wiggly.
Yeah, yeah, this is Cassidy the Hustler. And right now, you listening to the Guillotine. Show them the respect they deserve, man. Off the Cut Radio, man. Y'all already know how they doing it, man. I need y'all to stay tuned. They've been doing it for years. So show them the respect they deserve. And you heard it out of bars, mom. Easy.
Keep it moving like this. Yo, this your boy Rampage. You're not rocking with the best. With Off the Cut Radio. Classic. History. Fix your face to all you haters. We off the cuff, baby.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Bonnie Dollars, the queen of trap, representing Crenshaw. And you are now tuned in with Off the Cuff Radio. What's up?
What's up, y'all? This is Miss Irresistible, giving a shout-out to the live show on Friday nights, Off the Cuff Radio. And I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
Hey, what it ain't, what it do. Chilly Chill from that original Lynch Mob. Off the Cuff Radio, always where it's at on Friday nights. West West, y'all.
Now if I break your heart, little mama, don't make a scene. You really mad at yourself cause you couldn't do it to me. Probably call me a failure if I ain't never achieved. I'd rather you call me cocky for living like I believe that I'm a king. No sympathizing with the fake or surprises from the snakes. It's flock season and I value my estate, so I bought some barbed wire in case they try and climb the gate. Houston rocket on my waist, hip-hop cops on my case. But fuck them, more deposits in the bank. Goddamn, a nigga straight, crooked letter on my face. I'm a fly crip, but I rep my whole race. Couple of us seem good, but everybody wanna taste. They say, get willing or them niggas gon' take. I say, if you want fish, let me lead you to the lake. But niggas late, seeing I'm a late night. Early morning, nigga, 25-8. Life wasn't easy growing up, I had to make something out of nothing. If you struggled, you relate. But now straight, everything great. I don't need your help now, nigga, all of y'all late. That's why I made sure I made all of y'all shake. The way y'all ride dick, I think all of y'all gay. Practice all night, ballin' all day. Sleepin' on a flight, when I land I get paid. I ain't got a boss, I am not a slave. Turning up my hustle style, give myself a raise. And it's funny how people let money make them change. See you sticking to the script and start ripping out the pages of history. It ain't a mystery, if I die yesterday, my life will be a victory. These niggas sound stupid, saying they invented me. But arguing with fools is a waste of energy. I'm a franchise player and a owner of the team. And they only envy me cause we on a winning spree. Now, this the sound of my ceremony. The sweet smell of success, yes, I wear it on me. The Snoop Dogg looking nigga in the mirror told me, keep getting money, fuck bitches and beware of homies. Cause Brutus killed Caesar and Judas killed Jesus. But that's where I'ma leave it, cause they call it dry snitching if I take it any deeper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Episode 600, biatches. Eric King in the building.
Man.
What's the deal, y'all?
Man. Ladies and gentlemen, what better way for the late, great Nipsey Hussle and all of his magnificent motions in the marathon movement? King, you made a such an extraordinarily excellent choice to lead us in on this Super Bowl Sunday for us, celebrating our 600th show. 10 years, 600, still going strong, still going long. I mean, to think about what you started, what we have all been privileged to be with on this journey, all the extraordinarily excellent, incredible, inspirational, awesome guests we've had, Kenya Ware, Sinister Monopoly, Day One, Derek from Compton, thank you so much for that alley-oop, JD, Chili Chill, Chill, Sierra, Danny, May, Candy Baby, Louis Rankin, rest in peace, Badass, rest in peace, Tash and the Alcoholic, Spice One, South Central Cartel, Hey Reno, Big Swift, SNS.
Resume is heavy.
Man, DJ Yella.
I think we got Chili Chill on the line.
Chill.
Shit was cracking with y'all, man. Congratulations to y'all 600 episodes. You know what I'm saying?
Chill.
So I had to tap in and give all y'all props, man.
That's no doubt, brother.
Man, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The bless y'all with continued much success, and hey, keep it coming. Keep it coming. Hey, let's get it up to a tower.
We got Derek on too.
Okay.
Yeah. Yo, what's good, bro? What's good, everybody?
Steve from the CPT, what it be? What it do?
Oh man, I'm good, bro. What's up with y'all, man? What's good, man? Glad to be on here with everybody, man. What's good with everybody?
We good, man. We're blessed. 600. I mean, you know, giving us out of you with day one. And D, your Knicks are doing something this year, man.
Ah, man, that's man. We'll talk about that later. But you know, don't think of me.
Right.
Yeah, we have a lot of callers lining up right now. I'm trying to see. I think we have a 757-373. I'm gonna plug that person on. You on?
Okay.
Hello, everybody. How's off the cuff tonight?
We're great.
Hello.
This is Tom's mother, just calling to congratulate Off the Cuff on his 600th show. Congratulations, and to God be the glory.
Absolutely. Praise be. That's my mother, y'all. She's the one that birthed this inordinate, sometimes maddeningly inordinate, creative, of all things, lover of literature and grammar. She is the DNA from which that dynamite root of everything I am makes me. Thank you, Mom.
Well, hey.
Thank you.
Hey, Mother,
man.
How you doing?
That's dope.
Hey,
I just wanted to let
you all know I love my son. My son is awesome.
Definitely,
you all,
man. He's an asset. He's definitely been a total asset to us achieving this goal, man. That can't ask for a better partner.
Thank you.
Right. Well, you birth someone that's basically giving back to the community and bringing stuff to the table. So, good job on your end.
To God
be the glory.
Definitely
does.
Right.
Mother crops, man. My mom and my dad both. I wouldn't be the man that I am today without their guidance, their inspiration, their wisdom, and most importantly, unyielding and unconditional love. They mean the world to me.
That's what's up, bro.
Right. You want to give them their props, man. Unfortunately, I don't have mother or father, though. That's a good thing. Continue to keep supporting your moms and your pops.
Absolutely. But the one thing about it, even in heaven, the legacy that they left behind, they have achieved immortality from the offspring with you, and you're going to live on with your offspring and everything that you, the wisdom you disseminated, the blessings you bestowed upon others, the spirit that you have been able to bring in terms of positivity, pragmaticism, and most importantly, everything that is about the forward thinking and evolutionary process. It's not about regression, it's about progression. How we uplift, how we press on, how we persevere, and most importantly, how we triumph no matter what challenges or obstacles are thrown in our way. We still rise.
Real talk.
Facts. Facts.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah, the mothers.
Well
yeah,
said.
The mothers. Yeah, believe it or not, you know, my mother, she was the key of me wanting to do this in the first place because she already knew that I was always writing and stuff like that. She was like, why don't you go ahead and do the radio thing? And I know I was like kind of lukewarm about the situation, but I was like, radio? I mean, I'm used to being a behind-the-scenes guy. I don't know about having my voice heard in front of, because I've seen people get embarrassed on radio. I mean, I go back and listen to Howard Stern and they used to just run people down, and I'm like, I don't know about this. Radio's a different beast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Radio's a different beast. So what I did was I went ahead, I studied the greats. I studied the greats that did it before me, and I wanted to learn how these guys was able to convey an audience and keep people's attention. And I remember the first show we did, interviewing Sandman. I mean, I was nervous as a I don't even drink, but, man, I had to drink that day. That was one of the most nerve-wracking experiences of my life.
Mm.
I drunk moonshine, y'all, and I don't even drink. So,
not the moonshine.
The moonshine. I was like, mega. I seen how many people were listening that day. I was like 800 people already tuned in.
Oh, wow.
First day in. So I went ahead, took that shot, and everything flowed smoothly, and that gave my confidence a little bit more of a boost that it needed. And I was like, okay, I can do this. So then we started going around, interviewing local people coming in. Then I started finding different talent to interview, and then the following year, we wanted to go out and reach out to the legends. And, you know, we reached out to the legends. Big shout out to Shauna. She was the one that was a bridge in bringing me to the West Coast. That's why I met Big Prodigy, South Central Cartel, then I met Chill, and that relationship just built further with the West Coast.
That's what's up.
You know, one thing about it is, in terms of doing what we do, we have never underestimated or discarded our responsibility is, number one, children of hip-hop culture. And even we could, and even then that's number two, because we have to understand this is a blessing from God, number one, because for the
yes.
responsibilities of what this entails, all praise, you know, to the Lord, because what we do, there is a level of trust. And the Lord is going to give you that gift and that outlet, and all he asks is that you not abuse it. And the one thing about it is, for what we do in the order of him, hip-hop culture, and his black men, it is important that we bring forth a platform that is intelligent, that is conscious with comedy, but also bringing points that are poignant, that speak to the state of where we're at. Is from all aspects, whether it be art, whether it be social issues, how everything affects us as a people and the music, because the music comes from the experience of what goes on. Hip-hop was birthed from the struggle of black and brown people, you know, August 11th, 1973. This was 1520 Cedric Boulevard in the Bronx, a house party. But it was an outlet where it was allowed, where we had a voice. The music was something that some could argue, and it was gone before. You know, we go back to James Brown, and we go back to some of those old YouTube videos. We see a lot of the, what we would consider the blueprint of rapping in the 40s. So what we're looking at as a genre in terms of the music is not new.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, it was the platform of which it was noted on that fateful day in 1973 that would ultimately come to grow to this worldwide universal movement that has not been just relegated to people of color.
Right.
We don't care what color you are. It's for everybody, Asian, you know, American Indian, you know, West Indian, you know, Hindu Indian, you know, all Hispanic, Caucasian, you know, Guyanese, everybody who understands the elements of emceeing, graffiti, DJing, and b-boying. Not talking with the slang and the filthy sense, with the witty, but actually understanding the wisdom and the wit that goes into the articulation in all forms of the art. This is what birthed Off the Cuff Radio. Everything that came before, that we absorbed as youngins and ultimately grew into as men, that we are able, we are so blessed, we are so appreciative. Everybody through these 600 shows who has been on, people behind the scenes who have helped us. Sandman, thank you so much for introducing the idea of me coming on to join the team. You and Chinchilla have been absolutely awesome welcoming me in with King. You know, Chill, Derek, you two are one of the most, you two are one of the most awesome ambassadors of the West Coast. You know, coming from different hoods, we know the colors, we tie them together, and that's, you know what I'm saying, you know, the crew, you know what I'm saying, that's the conglomerate from all sides, Red, Blue, Pyru, Damu, Rift Riders, you know, we all with it, you know what I'm saying, Vato, Jesse, you know, we all in this together, united under this thing called hip-hop.
Hey, hold on one second, bro. I think I'm going to try to get an 805 caller on. 805. You on?
What is good? The Mizzle.
What up, man? Gee, what's going
Happy
on
600th
you?
Episode. And from a guy coming from radio, around the 600th show, you got to, like have a cake or something. That's
inflation,
a milestone,
inflation.
Man.
Yes. Yeah, they were like, man, where my cake at? Inflation was like, hey, we'll get you next one.
And you get
going
to eat it, too. And I want to shout out your mom, because you're definitely raised right. Y'all are gentlemen and ambassadors of hip-hop, and we love you. So just happy 600th, and just wanted to tap in on you.
The Mizza in the man, house. He's cracking with you.
Man, the Mizza, thank you so much, man. The legend of Power 106 himself, you know, the man who made it happen on the West Coast. If you're, if you were one of them big artists, this man was, you know, the reason why. He was the one that made sure your shit got played. The Mizza, thank you.
Thank you. We got to finish the interview. I'm sorry last time we got...
Hold on one second.
You know, Grandma being in heaven and watching over us and how the energy works. I mean, I feel it. I'm with you.
Your granny raised a man. Look, the genes of genius your granny instilled in you, man, is incredible. And you know we're a phone call away. We definitely got to get that interview lined up, that second part too. Man, thank you.
And I love
you,
bro.
Thank
it was great
you.
Talking to you the other day. And I, you know, we talked about so many different things from WWE to music. And it's always a good time, so much love.
Love you back, man. Thank you. And, you know, we'll be talking later in the week. Thank you again, man. Thank you.
God bless y'all. Happy Sunday. And happy 600.
Thank you. God
bless. Too, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I think we got a 407 caller on the line now. 407, you on?
407.
Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
We can hear you. It's my buddy, oh, okay. Right here. AD, what it be, baby?
Nothing. I just wanted to call in and congratulate you guys on your 600th episode. Me and T have been friends for over 20 years now, and
yes.
I tell you, he's like
yes.
one of the most genuine people I've ever met in my
yes.
life.
Thank you.
Me and him go back and forth, so he's never off the cuff. He's always on. Like my guy is always on. Like the conversations you guys have up here is the conversations we have daily. So
man.
This is more than, you know, radio for him. This is his life. You know, this
yes,
is, he's
is
true to this, as they say. True to this, not new to this. So I'm very proud of my friend, and I'm proud of you guys because you know how it is. You know, sometimes black people get a little rough shape, but you guys are doing your thing, and I'm very, very proud of you all, and just keep the momentum going.
We appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, man. You can't ask for anybody another. You can't ask for no other better bridge than T-Mac, because he crossed a lot of bridges for us that I, at times, I didn't think I can cross. Like, sometimes we got to need a middleman to get things done, and this guy, he's a prime negotiator, man. I mean,
yeah.
Without him, this thing wouldn't be possible.
That's right.
Man.
That's right. Well, I know you guys are, you know, going to continue to be blessed, and I'm going to keep listening and watching out for the next thing y'all do. I'm so happy for y'all.
We're so happy. Look, look, I learned my negotiation game. Shout out to Al Heyman. I mean, Heyman game, you know, Money Mayweather, you know, we work 24 hours, hustling all day, making this thing happen. People like yourself, D, you know, for you, your warmth, your spirit, everything you have overcome, everything. Your talent is tremendous. Your spirit is strong. Your unique is unbreakable. Your aura is extraordinary. Everything about you is energetic. It encompasses all levels of exciting. You know, look. I think Boosie and Webby, I think when they made that song exciting, I think that had to be about you. To a degree.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, y'all. Y'all stay blessed, and y'all take care, and y'all keep doing your thing, and I'm going to keep listening, but I'm on the road right now, so I will definitely keep tuned.
Absolutely. Thank you, baby.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Calls are riding up tonight, man. We got a 917 on the line. 917.
Hey, yo. What's the vibes? It's King Eric in the building. You know what I'm saying? T-Mac with the facts. It's your boy Sage McKenzie, baby. You know I had to
Sage,
call in.
Sage, what you doing?
You know I had to call in. Are you kidding me? What's going on, fellas? Man, I want to give a big congratulations to y'all. 600. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell y'all something about Eric, man. Like, from day one when I met him and he was doing his thing, I seen the fire, you know, and I knew. I said, yeah, he got that thing that is just going to push him and drive him. Like, he's a self-starter, you know. And let me tell you, when you did that first show, Eric, you did your damn thing, you know what I'm saying? And I only ever seen you progressing from that point, you know. And when you linked up with T-Mac, I already knew, like, that was a match made in heaven right there. You know, you guys work very well off of each other.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
What's the
man,
vibes, nice. Old fellas? What's popping?
Man, we got a whole connection going on, man. We got Chili Chill from the Lynch Mob. We got my man Derek from Compton.
Yo,
we got
shout
me.
Out Chili Chill. Uh-huh.
West.
All right. Shout out to all the gentlemen, you know what I'm saying, on the call and stuff. Yo, man, what can we say? Like, this guy over here, man, amazing dude, very humble, you know what I'm saying, manners and respect always. Like, you're gonna go far, kid. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're older now. You're about 10 years older now. When I met you, you was a kid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey,
man. Well, what's up, man?
Yo, when we was doing them earlier shows, we were literally finding our footing, but man, we were sparing heads at all. So we was like, as soon as we got deep into the game, we were like, all right, this thing is more relationship based. I'm gonna tone it down. I'm gonna do the Charlemagne switch on them. You know what I mean? Because we gotta protect some relationships.
Yeah. We were kind of roguing at the time. We was like just rogues.
So we was cutting.
But I think it was a good learning experience for everybody though. You know what I mean? I never did no type of radio, you know, ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm a rapper too. I also produce. And I've been producing, you know, Sandman at that time for about maybe like 8 years, right? 8 years, 7 years. By the time we linked up, you know. Shout out to Sandman. I hope, did he call in yet?
Not yet. I'm gonna hit Sandman. He might call in.
But yeah, man. You know, we were bugging out, man. I think we had some crazy shows, Eric. You know what I'm saying?
The shows was crazy, man.
Yeah, you know, man,
the
wow.
Shows was wild. I'm like, man, some of them could get up. We was toting that Wendy Williams Howard Stern lane with the way we was cutting niggas' heads off.
Everybody was getting roasted. Yeah, anybody could get it at that time, definitely.
So got up the ranks, we was like, all right, man, we just got to push them other shows to the side. And I tell anybody that if y'all want to hear them earlier shows, y'all gonna have to hit the Patreon. All
right, that's how you gotta do it. But also, I want to give you a double congratulations because I've seen that you hit the 100K milestone on YouTube, and that ain't no easy feat for nobody. You know what I'm saying?
That was a challenge within itself. The crap that
especially
I built
with all them flags.
To maintain the channel? Yes.
Fucking YouTube is a different animal, man. Like, you know, they try to put muzzles on a lot of us content creators over there. I done had like 6 videos removed in like 2 months.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But you know, it's I'm gonna keep it real. It's the greatest platform. You know, if you're trying to get monetized, you know what I'm saying? Because they pay the
right.
Twitch don't pay. You know, Rumble. There's a lot of alternate channels, platforms, but nothing's beating YouTube's payout. I'm gonna keep it real. Like, they're the best. You know what I'm saying? And I know how it is now because I'm monetized now. So, you know, I know how that little check be looking, you know what I'm saying? So I can't, you know what I mean? That little check be all right. But outside of that, what can we look forward to the next 600 from you gentlemen? You know what I'm saying? Because sky's the limit. And I, you know, what's next? I want to know what's next.
Man, we hoping to get, here's the thing, though, man. We're only going to grow bigger. We also grow and we add in different platforms until, you know, to grow this beast,
good,
man. I want to bring on this guy here, Israel Picasso. When I fell in love with hip hop, this guy here, he has one of the best underground platforms out on YouTube. So, you know, it's only right to bring him on.
That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? It's good to build upon those relationships, expand the brand, jump into different platforms, especially, you know, TikTok is heavy, you know, on growth.
Yes, sir.
If especially when you hit you know, the 1,000, you could do panels like how you do, you know, the show here. You could do something similar there. Everybody cam on, you know what I'm saying? People tap in. You're definitely gonna expand over there because there's a big market for classic hip hop on TikTok. They hunger for it over there. You know, so shout out to all the legends. You know what I'm saying? Go to TikTok. They waiting for y'all. I'm telling you.
For sure.
There's a big bag on TikTok. For all the legends.
We definitely appreciate you, bro.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's been a minute since we heard with each other, but we always keep in touch whenever we can. But you've definitely been supportive, and you even helped me at times. Well, you know, when sometimes Sandman couldn't make it, and you would just fill in for it. We still hold it down, though, man. So it's only
that's
right
a fact.
To people that helped.
Just know it was my pleasure and an honor to do that. You know what I'm saying? And it's a time that I'll never forget. You feel me? And I'm proud of you, my dude. Just keep doing your thing, T-Mac. Keep holding them down. You guys are a great team. And again, I'll never stop watching, and I'm going to continue to watch. You understand? I just be in the bushes. I be in the clouds. Feel me?
You understand? Yeah.
So I want everybody
on
the call, you know what I'm saying, stay blessed and highly favored. You know, keep doing what y'all doing. And, you know, God bless you and your families. I'm going to slide out of here. Thanks for having me on. And again, here's to another 600.
Thank you.
Long live Off the Cuff. You heard?
Absolutely.
You already know. All right. Peace, gentlemen.
Peace, y'all. Yeah. Peace. Thanks, man.
Israel, I think Israel Picasso is on now. What's good, brother?
Okay.
What's cracking? Peace, God.
What a good. What a good.
Man, life is life, and you know, we live
in. What's good with the St. Louis, you know, and D and Compton, bro? What's good with it?
What's cracking with you, huh?
I'm chilling, bro. I'm chilling, man. Got the OG Chili Chill on the phone, too, man.
Okay, what's up, Chip?
Yeah, what's cracking with you, baby? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. You know, enjoy this peace, man. Chilling out of the stores and shit.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. So I tapped in to congratulate my boys on their 600 episode. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, This there right here, yeah, for sure.
Right.
This is
growth
right here, man.
Beautiful.
This is what,
right.
You know, consistency
thing, man.
Looks like.
Right,
It is not easy.
Right, hey, as of right now, I'm throwing a W up in the sky for y'all.
Oh, man. Right. Compton left off the cuff. You know what I'm saying? You already know Compton. You know what I'm saying? 600 show. EP, you know my boy. You know what I'm saying? We talk everything.
Oh, yeah, we
together,
definitely,
you know,
showing love down here in St. Louis. You know, it's definitely love. Wait, you know what I'm saying? It was real shit, you know.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah.
You know, he always been, you know, looking out for a nigga on some shit, like trying to build some shit. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, got to show that love back.
Oh, man. That's what makes,
and ain't no not to be on some boastful stuff, but that's what makes us stand out, because very rare you see guys get into this space and they maintain a form of integrity. Because people always try to backslide and backstab and connive their way in certain circles. We ain't built like that.
Yeah, on some competition. This shit ain't no, I don't be on that shit, man. This shit ain't that competition shit, man. We all can eat. We all can, you know, this for everybody, man. I ain't for, you know, self. You know what I'm saying? You gotta grow. That's how you grow, man. You gotta connect the link. You know, all the links gotta connect, man. How you just gonna connect on one side of the board and you ain't gonna have the whole puzzle? You know what I'm saying? We trying to get the whole, build the whole puzzle together right now. Rebuild hip hop. That's how it gotta be. You see what hip hop is right now? This shit fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody everybody still trying. The motherfuckers who really for this hip hop shit, they still trying to do their thing. But as a whole, this shit fucked up.
Well,
you know,
look at us right now, though, bro. We got St. Louis, we got Virginia, we got North Carolina, we got Compton, and we got South Central on the phone right now. That's a hell of a start right here. You know what I'm saying?
It's a start of building something like Voltron. You know what I mean? Because media spaces need to come together, especially the real good ones. And we're united than divided.
Right.
Hey, real quick. So I want to give a shout out to my homeboy Mob B. You know what I'm saying? From the city. You know what I'm saying? The east side of Compton. That's my guy right there, Mob B. Want to give a shout out to him.
Okay.
Shout out him.
Hold on, I think
look,
we got another call on the line. Right. We got a 424 caller.
424,
you on?
What's going on? This is Big Dean Rock from the West Coast. How y'all feeling?
What it do? We good.
What up,
what it do with it, bro?
All right. Special shout out to my bro, Chili Chill out there. What's up, folks?
Shit, what's good with you? Throwing these W's in there for the 600 episode.
For sure. Key West Ride. Hey, man, I like what y'all talking about, because we could be more effective doing creative things. And so I was an MC for KDAY for years, with Joe Cooley, Arabian Prince, Quick. I used to give Snoop the microphone at Grand Central Station before he even started. So I go back in the roots of it. Chili Chill, that's my bro. So I think the creative, you go back from beatboxing. So I'm going to give y'all a sample of what I used to do. And you're going to trip out. But I'm saying, being creative, doing different stuff, even when it was back with the Fat Boy, it's a lot of talking and rapping, so it always brings it back to the hood. It's a lot of other stuff that we can do. You feel me? And that's where the kids get a mess up. You talk it, and you talk it in your spirit, then you're going to start walking that negative if it's negative. You feel me? If you talk it and you talk it positive, you're going to walk that. But I don't have a lot
of
time. I don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to give y'all a sample of some stuff. You're going to hear from me pretty soon because I feel like before I pass away, I'm going to give it back to them. And I did this over many people, and everybody received it. So, look, I'm going to give y'all a sample of it, okay? But you're going to hear from me soon.
Get it.
Okay,
let's
tell you what I do. I'll do it like this. I'm just saying, little stuff like that, man. But
yeah, that shit was crazy.
Good looking.
Straight up.
Yeah, man. I'm just,
That's how I started, though.
A lot of people know me, but I fell back off. And I said, you know what, man? It's time for me to fall back on. You feel me? Fall back on and help these kids, man. And, if we put
right.
our energy
you
into
the foundation.
Kids,
you the foundation.
Mm-hmm. Put our energy into the kids, and we'll be able to sit back and have a good time with it instead of watching our back. But, you know, it's all good. All right. I just wanted to call and let y'all know I like what y'all doing. And at the same time, Chilly Chill. I'm looking forward to that OG Lynch mob. That's going to take over, man. And more props to you, man, for doing what you're doing and putting all that back together. Bless up.
Yeah, for sure, bro. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate
it. Hey, love y'all, man. Love y'all. All right?
Peace and love.
Good luck, bro.
Y'all have a blessed night. Peace up.
You too. Absolutely, bro.
All right.
I mean, you see how that go, man, everybody. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people calling in. That's dope right there. E&T, that's dope, bro. Y'all got some great things going right now, bro. Happy 600,
man. Man, I appreciate it. I mean, you know, what was said earlier about, you know, what our Hayes was saying about, six, you know, about, you know, what we've done. 100,000 followers on YouTube. Why is that significant? The numbers are one thing. The numbers are quantifiable in terms of seeing the amount. But what makes it authentic is that we didn't buy any of those views. And we can say that in full disclosure of candor. Those 100,000 people that rock with us on the channel, those are all people that over the years, however they found their way to our platform, they found it. We wouldn't be who we are without you all taking the time to laugh, to think, contemplate, be inspired. Anything we may have done to uplift you, to give you inspiration, to let you know that you are loved, that you belong, and there's a place where you can come and listen to the best hip-hop commentary and news out there, it means a lot to us.
You said 100,000 followers, man. I'm sending all my artists to that platform next week, bro. Sending them all to them.
Yeah.
Just let you know that
you know
right
what,
now.
Though? I'm going to tell y'all this with the page.
Tatiana Rose, Trendy. I'm sending everybody.
But I'm going to tell y'all,
hey, Picasso.
What's crazy?
You know, remember what we were talking about? I want to get the girls on there, man, from the West.
Right.
Yeah, I definitely want to get the girls, man, because I got a few of them lined up right now, bro. So let's go.
Let's do that. Damn,
for sure.
let's do that.
Yeah, we got some callers lined up, man. We got a 562 caller. 562 on the line.
Let's see what's cracking.
Hey, what's up with you?
What up?
What up, Willie?
562. Hey. What up?
It's Marlon, man.
Yeah,
this is Mar Rock, man.
Oh, man, hey,
what's going on,
that's my Compton OG right there, man.
And Mohawk in the building.
OG MC Mar-Rock, man.
Hey, Till. Remember we just talked about Rock and Walk, man. Hey, Tilly. Hey,
right.
What's up,
Mar-Rock?
Chill.
What's up with you,
man? What's up, loved one?
Yeah, what's up, man? How you feeling?
Oh man, chilling, man. You know, I got the word, you know, D sent me the word, man. I just wanted to holler and support, and you know what I'm saying? I was just listening to the you know, the last brother saying what he's saying. Hey, man, God is good, man, you know, so keep doing what you're doing, keep this hip hop alive, man. You know, we old niggas, you know what I'm saying? We was there. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, nigga. Yeah. We done came a long ass way, and we still here right now. So that's a blessing.
This guy before DJ Quick. This is the first MCs in Compton, bro, to really like make some noise, bro. Trust me. This guy right here, you're gonna love to get him on the show and get his interview, bro. Trust me.
Right. Okay.
Oh,
you
got to
slide
that up,
yeah,
man.
You know. Hey, I'm definitely throwing you in the hip hop museum, so you definitely in it.
This is a Compton legend, bro. I'm gonna explain it, but this is a Compton legend right here, man, and an OG on them streets too.
Well, really, you know, the first rapper ran to win the rap contest up at Dudo's, man, on the west side of Compton, man. And put out mixtapes and shit with In Walk and shit, claiming Power Rule before Quick.
Right.
Talking about my hood.
You know,
Quick. No, but I give Quick much love because he showed me respect because I sold Quick my last mixtape before I went to jail for $20.
Right.
You know, back in 88.
Right.
So, and he had a couple of songs because that's when In Walk was, he was producing in, he was on the SP-1200. And he was cooking up shit. You know, we was going from the mixtape to the demos. Really, that was a demo tape.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and we shopped it and all that type of shit back then, man. But I ended up getting locked up in In Walk. End up getting a deal with Capital In Walk
Union.
The
Union,
In Walk in the Union. Then when I got out, we tried to go back up at Capital because he had a one album deal with an option. So we went back up there, but we went back up there with Doug Young.
Right.
That dude is a killer deal.
Everybody, a couple people know Doug on this phone, huh?
Man, dude was down dirty back then, man. Even back then, man, in the early 80s.
Chill, I tell Rock, just like, you know, y'all both hip-hop history for me. If I need anything to know on the West Coast on some history, the street or hip-hop, I go to y'all. Y'all my reference. These two dudes right here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Of course, man, because I was there, dog. You know, I'm one of them unsung heroes, you know.
Come on, man.
You know, that's my nigga to this day. I talk to him in this day. He my, you know, when I heard him rap and shit, you know, first it was Spade. He had the, you know, Do You Want to Go to the Liquor Store shit. But then Ken put the tape out with Tati T on there. Oh, man. That just changed everything in comedy. Because this nigga was talking about right what's going on around the corner.
Yeah, bad, you know, city on fire.
Real shit. My nigga Mix Master Ken, man. You know what I'm saying? Mix Master Ken is a pioneer, man. Triple OG, man.
People don't give Ken his credit, man, because they don't know about Ken. That's why you gotta get on these shows, Rock, and get these interviews, bro, and tell people about that OG Compton history of hip hop.
You know, Ken's still around. He still got tapes. That nigga still got his tapes.
Hey, I'm looking
he still
for
got his
mixtape. Yeah, I'm looking for everybody to throw in the West Coast Hip Hop Museum. Believe me, I'm coming after everybody.
Yeah, we definitely gonna lock that in, man. After we get off the show, we gotta talk about that. Definitely, we gotta definitely line up something for you, man. Because you know your history gotta be told.
I'm gonna connect y'all with this guy, man. And like I say, y'all gonna look at a lot of things differently when you hear the stories, because these stories is facts when you hear them from this guy. So, it's gonna be a great interview.
Much love, man.
How we do it, Rock.
and D, you know, aka the Mr. Pick Your Brain. You know what I'm saying? Your ass be kicking my brain. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, you come on, Rock, I need that history, man. I need it accurate. You know what I'm saying? I need to know the real.
Yeah, you know, I got to dig in my crates. You know what I'm saying? You know.
But I got some shit, you know.
I got some shit for what I was around.
Real fast, Rock. Shout out your son, bro. Shout out your son Instagram.
My son, man, he hot right now, man. He doing his thing, man. Holland Is, man. HollandIzz. Holland Is, man. He I ain't the same. Instagram, you know what I'm saying? But he on YouTube and all that, man. He working with CDE right now. But he been in the game for around about 5-6 years. Seven years since he was a teenager and shit, out of high school and shit. And he got major play, man, you know, all around, man, international, man. Be in Germany, of course, in Germany and all that type of shit. He performed in Germany, performed all around. He just got through talking to the Compton High students last week, well, on Valentine's Day. He's a graduate of 1500 Academy right next to Snoop Dogg shit out there, man. You know, it's a big academy right there, man. They give out scholarships, they teach you how to mix master, right? So all kinds of things, you know what I'm saying? But he been putting himself through this this business, man. You know what I'm saying? And check him out. You know what I'm saying? Check him out. Hollywood, he hot, man. He got a hot ass song called.
Yeah, we're going to check him out. We're going to see what he's talking about.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, shout out to Boss, homie, let me ask you a question though.
When did you fall in love with hip hop though?
Oh my God. when I first heard, I probably would say the fifth, sixth grade. That's when that was right before Rapper's Delight came out. And they had a couple of records.
Yeah.
They had like motherfucker like money. You know, that Dollar Bill, y'all. That was one of the first rap songs. Off the Fatback, you know, Jimmy Spicer, you know, and shit like that.
Right.
But when that motherfucking Sugar Hill came, that shit like changed it. And Christmas Rapping by Curtis Blow, The Break. This shit just like fucked me up. It took R&B to another level. It took R&B to another level because they were still, it was still like R&B music but with beats on. You know
right.
what I'm saying? You know, it was still music like Houdini, like how Houdini style is. How they that shit is music. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But with beats. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the beats, the drum machine shit changed the shit for rap. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
for me, it was around that time. That's when I started buying records and shit. And I was going to the VIP, every record store. Pops bought me a turntable, and another homeboy had a turntable. We started some shit. You know what I'm saying?
What was the first record you started?
I was in 82 then. The first record, shit, we was all like fucking with Scratch, but I'm going to tell you, when that goddamn, It's Like That came out too, and niggas just scratched that thing, That shit, nigga, the, you know, that was shit like the practice song and Planet Rock and you know, you practice on that type of shit. But I wasn't really good at that shit though. You know what I'm saying? And then later on down the line, we used to throw parties and everything, man, and play, you know, in the hood and everything, man. And then I met N Walk, man, and at Bourbon Bay, homie. And that nigga had the two techniques. His mama bought him top of the line. You know what I'm saying? And that nigga was mixing. That nigga was cutting. He had crates of records. He was going. I started going with him to the. We used to go to the record outlet over there on Manchester. Yeah, but Magic Disc. Remember we was talking about that D? That's where all the DJs go to get their 12 inches and shit. You know what I'm saying? 12 inch records and shit. Yeah. And I started hanging with him, man. We started doing shit up at the that boy got on K-Day and it was a rap when we was in the at the end of the 10th grade.
Yeah.
So we start going.
I think we got another call. We got another call on the line too. We got a 323 caller.
All right, tap in.
323.
Yeah,
you right?
I don't mean to be rambling though.
Are you good?
Hell no,
nigga.
It's all good. That's just a sign.
That's just a sign of what we're going to get for the shows coming up, man. So everybody's welcome to be part of this because you are part of those architects.
Yeah, that's history. I'm gonna get your hookup from D.
Yo, can you hear me? We can hear you. Yo, this is Nick Derek S. CBT. Yo, what's up? OG Chili Chill. This is Nick, Invincible Artist.
What's good with you, Nick? How you doing, bro? What's up, my guy? Cadillac and Player, thanks for putting me on, dog.
That's my guy right here. What's good, bro? Yo, this shit is dope, man. It's cool listening to all the stories and shit, man. If Derek has almost got the ladies lined up, you already know.
That's
what's up, bro. Hey, I gotta give them your connect, bro, so they can hear them stories you got, bro. Trust me, they'll love to talk to you. They'll love to talk to you. Oh man, tell them what you got going out there, man, in Hollywood and all the stuff you've been doing, bro. Let them know, Nick. Oh man, shit, I'm just out on the prowl, man. You know what I mean? Like, I got that message from D. I was like, man, I gotta pull over and call in and shit, man. But I like what you guys are doing with that when I fell in love with hip hop. You know what I mean? It picked me back.
Right on, man. Right on.
To the other stories and shit, man. I'm with it, man. You know what I mean? Like,
man, I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, I hear the whistle. It's a living culture. It's a living culture. You know what I mean? Like,
straight up, it is.
Yeah, straight up, man. It's like people always
nah,
see the commercial.
This shit forever though.
Yeah, man, we live this shit.
Yeah, so it's a way of life, you know, it's a culture, you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit started before we was even here.
Man. Hey, D, so check this out, man. So, okay, right here at Melrose Studios right here in Hollywood, I got to bring you by, man. Like, I got a couple of dope studios, man, that you and Chili Chill are going to love, dog. Like, okay, at Melrose, we just partnered up with my boy Rick One. Rick One is one of the Black Eyed Peas producers, man. You know, he produced Roxanne Crazy Town and most recently my homie Cornejo and shit. You know what I mean? Like, dope-ass West Coast shit. You know what I mean? Like going all the way back to Afghan Clan. And so he had this track, bro. Check this out, man. This is going to give you chills, dog. Like, he made this beat for Nipsey Hussle the night before he got tragically killed, bro. So
is that right?
So yeah, man. So Nip actually never heard the song. I never heard the beat. So he kind of like put it away for a couple of years and shit. And he already has another song featuring it that nobody's ever heard of. It's unreleased, man. You know what I mean? I had the privilege of hearing it over here in Melrose. And he felt my vibe and shit, man, and he blessed me with that track, bro. You know what I mean? It's Rick Run's production team called 3013, Murder Everything. So he not only blessed me with the track, but he gave me the title of the slogan, Murder Everything, and I fucking killed that shit, bro. We got to debut it on one of your shows.
Right.
Hey, that's dope, y'all. That's dope.
Hey, tell Dave I said what's up over at Melrose.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Hey, you remember
that night at Dave's party, man? We were down in the tequila shop.
Yeah, we was faded off that phone.
Hey, Nick, me chilling, the girls is definitely coming up there, bro. We coming up there to the studio, man. Come mess with you in Hollywood, bro.
Yeah, for sure, man. I got to let you guys keep that song, man, but I'm putting my album together, man. You know what I mean? It's got some fly shit on there, and I just got this other production studio in Tarzana here in the valley, man. And it's where Death Row used to be, over here next to Can Am. You know what I mean? It's a super fly spot, man. We got the Moog, we got all kinds of keyboards and drum machines and shit. So that's my production studio over there, man. Super fly spot, man.
For sure.
You need to get Tilly Till. You need to get Tilly Till in there, man. Get some work done, man. Come on, Nick. Get Tilly Till in there.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah, dog. Oh, man. Right. That'd be
beautiful
dope,
thing,
man.
Oh, and I love how me and Z first met, man. We met at Escala right there in K-Town. Electric
Boogaloo shit. Remember, that was a night. Everybody was in the house that night. That was a hell of a night that night, bro. Yeah, peace to
yeah,
Tino.
Man. Yeah, shout out to you, know what I mean? Like you a real one, man. You know, you me and you stay connected ever since and shit, man. That's just dope.
Oh, man, you a real one too, Nick. And you're right, we stay connected, bro. That's how real ones do it, bro. You meet and you stay connected, you know. That's what's up, bro. And I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm gonna tell you guys a quick little back in the day story. You know what I mean? Like in line with the when I fell in love with hip hop. You know what I mean? Like it's not going way back to when I fell in love. It's not going way back to when I first fell in love with hip hop. But okay, so I went to Birmingham High School. I hear in Van Nuys, right? And this was in the '80s, when they were still busing kids. So we had kids from all over L.A., East Los, Compton, Boston, shit. I had friends from, you know what I mean, like from everywhere. So all the dopest MCs and graffiti artists and shit from all throughout the city used to come to this hub, you know, Birmingham High School and shit. And that's where I first met AC Alone from Freestyle Fellowship. He came to my high school.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, man, like that. So I knew who he was before the whole Freestyle Fellowship thing, man. Like, he was already dope. So right. I was already influenced from a young age, you know, from the dopest MCs and shit. You know what I mean? Like, fucking Mike and I was there. You know what I mean? Like, DJ Fat Jack went to Grant High School with DJ Newmar from Jurassic 5. So it was a full on living culture, man. Yeah, just having kids from all over the city, you know, bring their A game. It made me get my game up. You know what I mean? And also, I'm also a fine artist. You know, I could draw, and so you know, like connecting dots many many years later. You know, like the same year I was graduating college, college right here at Cal State Northridge. You know, with my degree in fine art with the emphasis on video and film. A song I co-produced with a funk legend from the legendary funk band Mandrill. Drummer, shout out to Neftali Santiago and shout out to Mandrill, man. So a song I co-produced with him and my brothers ended up on a Snoop Dogg record.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, man. So that same year I graduated college, that shit happened, man. And it felt like I got two diplomas in one. You know what I mean? Like... And that's the sign that I took from the universe, you know what I mean? Like, they're like, man, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, I didn't have to choose between the arts, you know what I mean? Like, between fine art and musical art, you know, just to dive right in and do it all.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. That's a dope story right there, man.
Right. When you look at the culture today, how does it – when you look at how you came up and especially – associating with legends, and you look at how you all understood and how you expressed it, how do you feel today about the paradigm shift and what the emphasis on is with it and how it has been articulated and expressed today?
Man, well, first of all, I mean, hip-hop saved my life, you know what I mean? Like, I'll start with that, you know, and I think all of us can vouch for that, you know what I mean? It saved my life.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, like, and then to see it blow up worldwide, you know what I mean? Like it's you know, to go worldwide and just take over the whole scene, you know what I mean? And of course, it happens like it happens with rock and roll. It got to the point where everything was just commercialized and you know, and all that shit, but... It's like, for people who are actually in it for the culture, you know what I mean? That should never die. You know what I mean? Like, it's a part of our soul. It's a part of everything we do. You know what I mean? Like, whether you're a fucking bank teller or in the recording studio, you know what I mean? We bring hip hop wherever we go. When I was sitting all those years in fucking court, every kind of court and shit, you know what I mean? Like, hip hop gave me a spine. You know what I mean? Like, to defend myself, even battle rap, you know what I mean? To defend yourself and shit. I don't listen to a lot of shit that's out right now, you know what I mean? It's just oversaturated. And everything has an advantage and a disadvantage. The disadvantage of not listening to everything is like you don't really know what's out there and all that stuff. But the advantage of that is it allowed me to stay original. You know what I mean? Like not to be over-influenced, because now it's just weird, man, because all of a sudden, you remember like when we was coming up, man, like fighting was against the law. You know what I mean? Like fighting styles, fighting rhymes and shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. You get clowned, bro. You get clowned. You know what I mean? Like, and now it's like that's the norm. You know what I mean? Like, come on, bro. You know what I mean? Like, it's like when that whole mumble rap shit, you know what I mean? Like, let's just, it made me just step off and just, you know, like, we know we're celebrating 50 years of hip hop, man. You know what I mean? And just sitting here, you know, talking about it with you guys, you know, like, it's timeless. It's timeless.
Hey, hold on, guys. I think we have another call on the line. We got another 323 call on the line.
Yo, man, handle it. I want to listen too, man. Yo, thanks for putting me on, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Love you guys.
Most def, bro.
Peace and love.
Absolutely. Is that big?
We got another 323 on the board. State your name.
Yo, King Eric, this is Brian Williams.
What's good, man?
What to do?
Hey, what's up? My sister, Sarah Coleman, told me to give you a holler. You're doing 600 episodes, you know, and I had to give you a shout-out and Off the Cuff Radio, you know, and putting it down for all this time, the real deal.
Definitely, man. Yeah, man. Your show, your interview with us was one of my favorites right there, man, because, man, you have a rich history in dealing with this business, man. Like, that was one of our most educated in the industry shows. I'm gonna have to replay that one just for educational purposes.
Yeah, you know, I've been in the game since 88, you know. So and my boy Evo, you did the interview on him, and he's still doing that battle rap thing, and he coming out with something real tough, you know.
Man, but I mean, it's always a beautiful thing whenever there's education for the enlightenment of it. I mean, there's still so many lessons we can all learn, no matter what walk of life, you know. Everybody's blazed a trail, and we're here to learn, you know, the lessons from that trail.
Right. Shout out to Big Jeff from Watch Up Production.
Absolutely.
Shout out to the whole Lynch Mob card. Ice Cube, Yo-Yo, Sir Jinx, JD, KD, Dazzy D, Big 3,
yep.
Dale, Big Tom, Zulu Ed, Wes, you know what I'm saying? Kenny Rat, everybody doing their thing, all the rest of the Lynch Mob. Shout out to Dizmo. You know what I'm saying? Chap Cheesy and all the rest of the homies. You know what I'm saying? That's holding it down.
Yeah, you never
to all my West Coast love. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about, unifying. Let's unify all this.
Yes, sir.
And keep it going. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, man. We definitely appreciate you, Brian, man. We definitely got to line up that part two down the line as well, man, because I had the bad case of the flu when I was in, man, and that was sometimes I was out of it, but we soldiered it along. We still got those gems. So we definitely got to line up that part two.
Right.
We'll do that part two one of these days and hook it all up, you know.
That was the Jordan flu game moment I had, y'all, because, man, I was out of it that day.
Right. Shout out to Big T.
I hung in there and get it for the culture, damn it.
Platinum Queens West, Sean DeSealy. Shout out to Seal Mac.
Sir.
Shout out to Ronan.
Oh, we got a 925. I'm going to put on 925 now. 925, you on?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes.
925, welcome.
Hey, what's up?
What it do?
Who's speaking?
This is Nene.
Nene.
What's goody?
What it do? Man,
what's going on?
Look. Same old look, the cutest curator, the genius, gorgeous, a brutally opinionated podcast. She is out there doing her thing in so many ways, tremendous. Nene, welcome. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I wanted to call in and tell y'all congratulations on your 600 episodes. And also,
thank you.
Show my love because since I started on my own, y'all have been extremely supportive out the gate. I have gained more brothers. And I definitely
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. I'm so proud of y'all.
Absolutely. One thing about it in this game is we are stronger together than we are apart. The unification is what makes us universal because we all have a common goal, and that's to bring honor, to bring integrity, to bring stability and credibility to this thing we call journalism. This is beyond the culture. This is about reporting people's stories. This is about, you know, documenting lives. This is about an outlet where people have a story to tell. And there is no greater honor than to be entrusted being a portal of which people can look into somebody's life. Nene, your interview with Miles James is just out of this world. You know, the conversation, the candor, the history, the glimpse into the man that a lot of people have so many misgivings about.
Right.
His reputation is earned for a reason. But to get to the story of how one, you know, grows into the man that he was, who he has evolved into, and where he is in life, that's an all-time great. And I don't care what platform. You've entrenched yourself in a legendary conversation. You are destined for even greater things of what you have accomplished so far. Don't stop. Keep going. Keep being that outlet for outstanding, for which people can find that couch of comfort on.
I appreciate that, and that's my entire goal, is to promote. I just want to provide a safe space because we all need to heal. And our culture has been so... We've gone through a lot.
Yeah.
We have gone through a lot.
Yeah.
And everybody's story needs to be told. good, bad, ugly, no matter how it makes you look. And they deserve to be heard. You know, I know a lot of people perceive Mob as a monster, but he's a human being as well. So, and I wanted to do my best to try to portray that and provide a safe space for people. So I appreciate it. I wouldn't have been able to do that without the support of y'all, though. Like, and I know Chill is on the phone, my big brother Chill, his support to be, like, out the gate. Y'all been supporting me, and I definitely appreciate it. And, again, I just want to congratulate y'all, and I love y'all truly.
We love you, Dot.
Appreciate
you. Know, when we look at the journalism out there, we look at hip-hop culture, there's been so many misgivings about it from people who do not understand. Now, when everybody talks about hip-hop is so terrible, it's the worst thing that's happened in the black, I'm like, no, it isn't, because there are great elements of it. It has provided a sense of freedom, you know. It's something that we were allowed to tell our story that nobody else could. Now, are there elements about it that are less than desirable? Absolutely. But the thing is, we cannot cherry pick part of the narrative when we address everything of it, because the reality is human existence is wide and diverse. It is varied. It is, you know, multi. It is not monolithic, it is panoramic, it is constantly in flux, it is always developing. And the thing is, the sum of all parts with the culture is what makes it, you know, what it is. Because in hip-hop itself is inherently a street culture, and it comes from a place that is not always, you know, the most comfortable or conversational in terms of how things happen, but the reality is it doesn't make it less important because of how it came. Look at the roses. Look at the bouquet of a garden of genius that it has birthed. We have entrepreneurs. We have authors. We have radio personalities. We have people, you know, everywhere from Russell Simmons, you know, even with all the situations that have happened, and I'll name these individuals because we have to separate their personal lives from what they have, you know, brought to it. We have to look at Puffy, Suge Knight, Andre Harrell. We have to look at Dr. Dre. We look at Snoop. You know, we look at Doug Young, you know, Sarah Coleman. These are so many people, to name a few, that in terms of their vision, their tenacity, their willingness to not, their determination to not take no for an answer. You know, people can say what they want, but the reality is they all, as well as all of us, you know, we have all brought something to it, you know, but the forefathers and the foremothers, you know, the gods and the earth, they have all given us something to where we are built on, to where we just have to keep constructing, you know, consciousness and growing with greatness. That's what it's all about. We go and we glow. That's the up that never stops.
Right. And to add to what you said, I think a lot of people overlook the most important part about hip-hop. It provided a different avenue for us to get our message across.
Absolutely.
In a magnified way outside of what people are used to, and they actually got people to listen. We tell our stories and we told our messages through hip-hop. Looking at the regular news, people not going to listen to that. They're not going to pick up a book. They're not going to pick up a paper. So with what was the format? Hip-hop. And you saw the difference.
Yep.
It shifted the entire paradigm of the culture. Let's be honest. Without hip hop, we wouldn't have been able to do that.
Absolutely.
And it
that's
got the
important
attention of some big leaders, political leaders.
Hey, hold on one second, y'all. This is what we're going to do. I ain't know it was 10 o'clock already. What we're going to do is I'm gonna have to take. We gonna have to, when we bring people on, it's gonna have to be 5 minutes, so that way I can get at least everybody in. I ain't know it's 10 o'clock.
Let's get some calls in, man.
It just slipped by me like a mug. I'm sitting like, damn.
Man, get some of them callers in. Get some of them callers through.
Yeah, we're going to get that thing going, man. And thank you, NeNe, for joining us. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're big
welcome.
Asset to this culture. And
I appreciate
it. We're definitely going to talk afterwards.
Definitely, definitely.
All right. All right.
All right. Thank you, lady.
Cool.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Congratulations again.
Love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Who else we got on the line, Q? I mean, King, who else we got?
Hold
who
on
else
one
we got
second.
The host, Q? Okay.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. We going to – let me see. Hold on. Hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all, because I had to refresh this thing. You know how Spectrum is. Spectrum ain't been my best friend for the past couple of days. We got a 657 caller. You on?
I'm here. Hi, King Eric. Hello. Off
that
the
rock.
Radio. This is Sarah Coleman again.
Hey.
Off the radio.
Hey.
Hi. Congratulations,
lady.
Gentlemen. I'm just so proud of you guys and honored to be, you know, a part of this forum that has brought not only morality and ethics and, you know, decency and morals to hip-hop and to the culture, but you guys, your platform is just, you know, above board, and you guys have ethics, and you guys are just awesome, and I wanted to congratulate you on
109,000
Yeah, that's on the YouTube. And you know, your guys' views alone on your guys' videos are over 100,000, and you guys are just doing your thing, and I'm proud of you. So much respect.
Definitely appreciate you. I mean, basically, a big shout-out to you and Bryant for really being supportive when we need y'all. And while you got these people on, while we're on the line, let people know where they can follow you and where they can find you when it comes to your product and what you're advertising.
So my name is Sarah Coleman, and I own a skincare business for women and men, and it's called Youthful Secret by Sarah, LLC. I'm also a part of Hip Hop Culture. I fell in love with hip hop at a very, very young age, listening to 2.3 The Beat here in Southern California. I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, and in Southern California, so I just fell in love with West Coast and East Coast hip hop. And then I really fell in love with groups like, Do or Die, Twista, Crystal Conflict, Bone Thugs. You know, just really fell in love with Nas and Pac and Biggie and, Diddy, and just really fell in love with the culture itself and the music and Lauryn Hill and Fugees, and gosh, the list goes on and on. Floetry and... when Jamie Foxx came out with his track, when we all were like, hey, he can sing, this man's talented. I fell in love with his album and R&B and hip hop and rap in general. Not only gangster rap, Eazy-E and Rest in Peace Badass. Rest in Peace Badass. Went to his birthday party a couple months ago and, just showing a lot of love to him and to Nitty and the whole team there. Shout out to them and shout out to Bryant and shout out to just everybody that helped form Crooked Eye and everybody who helped formulate hip hop music as a culture. And, this is storytelling that we're doing here where, these lyrics mean, they mean they're a depth of our culture and they go beyond words and feelings, it really just cultivates a portion of who people are and what people have went through and what we are going through every day that, you know, unless you're living it, there's no way you could really understand it unless you're actually
right.
in it. So, you know, me, myself, based on, you know, just being a writer in general and being a part of hip-hop culture as in the sense of not only appreciating and loving it, but also, you know, writing poems and having them published and just having the opportunity to be around and to listen to music that actually touches my soul in such a deep way that I kind of begin to put into words right now. But I fell in love with hip-hop probably at the age of about 8 or 9. And just listening to, you know, tapes and CDs and just falling in love with music in general, and my grandmother being a jazz singer and, you know, being from Texas, my grandmother, and living in New York and New Jersey, and her, you know, being a jazz and blues singer in the clubs with Frank Sinatra and the boys, you know, at Vegas, and just her being a part of, you know, jazz and, you know, the whole speakeasy. Her parents had like a jazz club in their basement, you know, back way back in the day. So she grew up as a small kid just being around blues and jazz and music, and you know, they were selling alcohol back when it was like restricted. So my family comes from the culture of music and you know, Louis Armstrong and just the blues and you know,
Speaking of New York, man, I got my man Common on the line from Schoolboy Radio. We host that show every Saturday night. What's good, my brother?
Okay. Yeah, what up, man? Who had a whole Off the Cuff Radio, man? Congratulations, man. 600 episodes. That's monumental, man.
Man, look, thank you.
Yeah, man, big ups for representing the culture and you know, doing what y'all do, man, giving us artists a platform to, you know, not only the artists, you know, just entrepreneurs in general, a platform where they could go and, you know, promote their product and speak their mind. Yeah, man.
It's important, man. I mean, it's definitely something. I mean, it's all about giving a voice, you know, letting people know, you know, there's more to it. There's stories. It's a lot of people out there, man. You know,
I mean, yeah, like, you know, hip hop is not only just hip hop y'all do, you know, shout out Sarah. You know, she got her own product line for skincare. You know what I mean? You got people out there with the clothing lines. You got people out there just, you know, hustling and bustling, trying to make a living. You know, trying to breathe, you know, peace out there in a world that's crazy, and just trying to find your lane and make shit happen and support everybody that supports you. You know what I'm saying?
That's
one thing. I've been dealing with E for a couple years now, way before we even thought of doing Schoolboy Radio. And, you know, yeah, I've been doing this Off the Cuff Radio. And I don't know how many episodes I listened to. And, you know, y'all just give the brothers platforms, man, and let people tell their story.
And that's important, you know. If you know, the biggest thing, you know, Common, is that especially us as black people, you know, black men,
we live an experience in this society that is not always fair, is not always just. It can be dangerous. We're not always in anything at times of buoyancy, celebration. You know, at times we're looked at as being obnoxious, rude, or just distracting, and that's not the case. What you and King do, you know, and, you know, Poet do on Screwball is, first of all, you all are, words cannot express how essential you all are to being that voice for the underground. Journalism and being a champion for the underground is key, because we're in a place of this culture right now where the worst shit is getting played, and that's not indicative of who we are as a people, and it's not a representation of the culture. For your artist endeavors of extraordinary talent, what you all collectively do cannot be understated. You know, you give people a chance to be heard that might not necessarily be heard. Just like it off the cuff, we, you know, play music, but we also try to have the conversations that in circles might not normally be had. You know, you all do a great service too. And the culture is all the more better for you all in it.
I mean, yeah, you know, you always got to give the up-and-coming, the unheard, a voice, you know. It gives people opportunity. If you have the power to shed light on someone that doesn't get too much light, you know, it's only right. As long as the music is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't think all music out there should be under the title of hip hop.
Right. That's what Jay-Z was saying. You know, that's what Jay-Z was saying. And people got mad, but I'm like, Hov was right. He was right.
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, hip-hop came from poverty, and hip-hop came from poverty and unity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the Bronx, mm-hmm. You know, where I'm from in the Bronx, you know, where supposedly that's the birthplace of hip-hop. Although they was doing hip-hop everywhere else around the same time, but, you know, the Bronx got the credit for it.
Right.
A lot of the new music that's out there is not hip-hop. I'm going to say that wholeheartedly. You know, you're only promoting violence. Hip-hop was not about violence. You know what I mean? Hip-hop was mm-hmm. about getting together and letting the record play and you know, rocking with your lady and break dancing and, you know, just the whole, you know, we poor, man. We was poor, so the only way we could get through it is together and vibe out together and have fun together. And, you know, the Melly Mel's and the Furious Four and the Treacherous Three and your Dougie Fresh and your Slick Ricks and all these great people that was able to format music and put the music out, Curtis Blow, and get people something to listen to in times of hard times, you know?
Absolutely.
So all
hey, Sarah,
this new music
on?
Out.
Yes, I want to say hi to Comet, and I wanted to thank you for your support, and I just wanted to give a shout out to you know, Mad Men Entertainment. I absolutely love your clothing line. I've got several hats, several sweatshirts. I get so many compliments every time I'm in my Mad Men gear. I want to give a huge shout out to Thy Vinci Clothing Line. I've got some clothing. Me and my kids have clothing from Thy Vinci.
Right now they do
have the new Nebraska Huskers bag on deck right now.
Yes.
And the scarf on deck. There's hats. Their sweaters, dresses, pants, suits, all kinds of stuff at Thy Vinci Clothing for men and women. Huge shout out. Wanted to also just thank you so much to King Eric for giving men and women a platform to to promote our businesses. It's hard out here for us. And so thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving me a platform and a voice and somewhere where I could feel comfortable to promote my skincare line, which is anti-aging and all natural. Thank you so much, King Eric. Thank you, Comet. You just placed your order too. I'm grateful for that. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Big up, man. I wish you nothing but the best of success, you know. You're always solid, you know, and I respect that. Not too many people out here solid. Most people out there looking for, you know, trying to shine off of somebody else. But when you humble and just original, you know, it happens organically, you know.
Exactly.
So I definitely, you know, everybody out there, man, y'all want to look fresh, y'all want to look young and look good for y'all ladies and your ladies for your man. Holla at y'all, man. She got that for you, you know.
Thank you.
No doubt. Yeah, man. Hey, yeah, Comet, before I let you go, man. Hey, Comet, before I let you go.
Thank you.
Hey, I was going to say, Comet, before I let you go, man, let people know where they can find your merch and where they can find us on Saturdays.
I mean, y'all can check us out, Block Talk Radio, Screwball Radio, every Saturday night, 9 o'clock, where we give you nothing but the ruthless underground music, you know, no commercial rap, no trap, no garbage, just straight up the culture, you know. And you know, as far as my merch, y'all can go to madmanentertainmentmusic.com and order there, or if y'all follow me on any platform, you know, if you're on IG, Comet5000, reach out to me. If you're on Facebook, you know, Comet_Madman_Screwball. And just reach out to me. If you're on Twitter, it's Comet Forever. And holler at me, man. I'm accessible. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. No doubt.
Right.
Definitely appreciate you, bro. Yeah, I'm definitely going to hit you up this week, man, because, you know, we're going to have some more fire lined up for Saturday.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. Off the Cuff Radio, episode 600. That's big, you know. Shout out all the listeners, and shout out E for you know, letting us rock with you on Screwball Radio too. You know what I mean?
Definitely, brother. Appreciate you, man.
And Pat, man, you know, keep doing your thing, man. A lot of conversations, you know. You be dropping some gems on people, and you know, that's what good journalists do, man.
Definitely.
Man, we just do our best. We do our best. Yeah,
all
man,
right,
y'all
man.
Both have a good night.
816 on the line.
1-2-1-2.
Hello, Sandman. Man?
Hey.
What's good, dude?
What's going on with you, man? Great to have you.
You already know the vibes, man. Congratulations on 600 episodes, B. Man, look, y'all better stop playing with my guys over here. These motherfuckers been putting their work for the longest, and I'm proud of them, keeping the guillotine strong, and you know what I'm saying? It's an awesome feat, man. Hopefully y'all get 600 more. You know the vibes.
Yes, sir.
That's the plan. That's the plan.
Yeah, buddy.
Sir, man, it started with you, man, going back to the first episode. You know what I mean? You was the first interview I had. And here we are.
Yeah, I was listening to that shit the other day. I'm like, geez Louise, like, I was green as fuck.
Man,
I sounded terrible, but, you know, it's all good. It's like a gem. It's definitely a gem. I remember I was fumbling
back
my
to the first, man.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Man, I took a shot of that moonshine, bro. I don't even drink. So that 800 to 900 people listening that whole first night, I was like, oh, my God. I didn't know the turnout was going to be this crazy. But once I took that moonshine, I was like, yeah, because remember,
you built that momentum off of your, remember the articles you were writing with people with mixtapes and albums? Like, you created that momentum from there, and you transferred that shit to the, the radio show. So everybody's going to want to know what you got to say, like, when it comes to the audio, instead of them reading what you got to say.
Right, right.
Yeah, we also got some legends on board, man. We got my man Israel Picasso. We got my man Derek Picante. We got Chili Chill on board, man. They helped put this thing together, man, because we wanted to make 600 stand out for real.
Peace. What's going on, everybody?
Legendary. Well, thank you again for having me on. It's a pleasure to meet you living legends. Thank you, King Eric. Thank you to Off the Cuff Radio, Screwball Radio, and Da Vinci Clothing Line. God bless and congratulations.
And thank you for being one of our biggest cheerleaders, Sarah. We love you. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for everything you've done for us.
I love you guys, too. You're welcome. Thank you for all the support and love. God bless.
Absolutely.
Y'all got to get those 600 shirts popping, dude. You gotta have like a 600 logo.
Oh yeah, that's a lot of things in the works that's coming, man. We definitely gonna get a lot of people over the head with some surprises.
And I gotta say something to Sam, man. Without your co-sign, without you, bringing it to the table about me joining, I wouldn't have had a chance to live out something that I didn't think that I could do, but everybody else did. I cannot thank you enough for that, for what the extraordinary opportunity that you extended with the co-founder of King and Chinchilla. I was a caller who would call in because you all had something tremendously special. And, you know, when we first, I think it was the first show I called in and we were talking about the triangle offense with the Bulls. You know, we were talking about basketball.
Man,
the memories of that and ultimately joining the team, and it's something that there has, from off the cuff, people that I've managed to connect with, people that I've met personally, was because of you all. I'm forever in debt, and I'm forever grateful. Thank you.
Man, be like, I just put you in the right direction, and you just went along with it. I'm humbled by you saying that, though, B. Like, wow, I didn't even know it was that serious. And, you know, I appreciate that, you know, that is, I'm just proud of y'all, B. 600 episodes in the world. Y'all had mad motherfuckers on there. You had Fredro on there. You had a number of people. So you got Tilly Chill up on the line right now. You know, you got legends pulling up from K Reno. Y'all definitely getting in the mud.
Man, and people got to understand, we have
can't forget about this, the madmen screwballing them. Can't forget about them.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
This is not easy what we do, y'all. We love it.
Hell no.
And that's the thing people don't understand, too. People would think, like, oh, all you're doing is just getting a microphone and talking to a microphone. Like, it takes a whole lot more than that. You got to do research. You know, you got to do all types of shit like that. You got to know how to engage people. Because, right, King? Like, we seen motherfuckers that didn't last past 10 episodes. After 10 episodes, they was over
Five.
It. No shame.
5 episodes, they was tapping. They was throwing in the towel.
Because it's so much things, like sometimes life get in the way, you know, you get too busy, like you don't be ready for a show. Sometimes you don't feel like doing a show. And the consistency is always the key. Some motherfucker, well, a lot of people, they get discouraged and they feel like, oh, ain't nobody really checking for this anyway, so I'm just gonna stop doing it.
Yeah, man. But you know, it's all just pretty much being dedicated and keeping on going, man. Even though you be having your times where we had certain shows that go left just by based off personality, and we just got to do our part, man. But I'm going to bring on some more people, though, man, because you know we getting people lined up, man. But I definitely appreciate you, bro.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Keep walking on. You already know, B. Congratulations.
I bet.
All right,
we got a 323 call on the line. But you know we down 3, 2, to 20 3. Minutes. So what I'm gonna do? 323.
323, you're on.
Yeah, I think you got dropped. 323. All right, I'm gonna bring in another 562 caller then.
Long Beach.
562.
562, can you get through?
Yeah, I'm here.
What do 562?
How you doing? How y'all doing, man?
What's going on with you, man?
Oh, you know, just blessed by the best, man, and just taking it one day at a time.
Absolutely.
You know, when I first fell in love with hip-hop is the topic, right?
Well, along that, it's trying to celebrate at 600, but tell us about your journey into the game with it.
So yeah, we got to keep it brief, though, because, you know, we got people on the line, though. So, you know, it got to be at least about 3 to 4 minutes.
Let's speed it up
and keep it moving.
I'm like most dudes of my generation. I first love with hip hop with Rapper Delight, Fantastic Boys, Square Biz, all that type of stuff. You know, it kind of led to me learning how to DJ around 84, 85 when Houdini came out. The Run DMC was a thing. And was with the underground DJ scene for a while. With Mixmaster Spade, Mixmaster Ken, you know, just to name a few. I've been around for a while, and now, you know, I got a studio, R3L Studios, that I'm working out of, and we got a few artists up in there, and you know, doing the book thing. Got a motivational book out right now called Get Your Shit Together, A Guide to Getting Out Your Own Way by E.L. Hawk. And I got a lot of projects coming up, too. And one of the main ones is called Prison Talk. So be looking out for that.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell people this, too, man, before we go further. If anybody want to call up, just press 1. Anybody that's on the line, just press 1. I can see the signal, and I can bring y'all in.
Got you.
There we go. 562 is on. We got another 562. 562 on.
Yep.
562 is on. Can you hear me?
Oh, that.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We can hear you. I'm out.
Boss, what's up? Hey, this is Light Brown Lyrics. I'm calling in. Just want to wish you guys a happy congratulations for your 600th episode. This is a major feat. I know that. Thank you. I've been waiting in the queue. I wish I would have known about this press one thing.
Yeah. Because usually they'll tell you the press one. They'll usually tell you the press one if you want to call in, but I don't know what's going on with that. But we definitely love to have you on.
It may have.
Definitely.
I'm excited to be here. Chill actually sent me an invitation to join in. I'm a singer, songwriter, and just happy to, you know, be kind of touching bases with other people in the field. You know, I think this platform is important to allow people to talk about their journey and to, you know, collaborate with other people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, is Chill on the line right now?
Yeah, hey, I'm on the line right now. What's good with you?
What?
What's good with you? Man, hey, you got to tell me about your journey.
I'm so happy to talk to you. I know. So, I mean, I've been doing music my whole life.
And what projects you got coming?
Perfect, perfect. I've been doing music since I was very little. I placed my first song on an HBO soundtrack as a teenager, actually. Currently, I'm still doing music as an independent artist. I have a new single out right now that I'm really proud of. It's called Thigh Me. It's a little reggae tune. It's not necessarily hip-hop, but it definitely... It goes hard, and it's a good vibe. You know, it'll meet you where you are, basically. So if you're in your car riding, you can vibe there. If you with your girl chilling, you can vibe. God, I'm trying to crunch a lot in because I know they'll be short on time. But I will say, you know, I'm one of those West Coast artists, California artists. I done did the whole... Death Row thing. I was around in the early 90s recording at Can-Am, and I was actually Hammer. I don't know if anybody remembers when he was working with Death Row, but
yeah.
I was his first artist that was supposed to come out. Yeah. So it was dope times back then. You know, I miss it. I miss that energy. There was a lot of good things that happened, and every time I talk to someone about Death Row and Can-Am, it's a lot of bad press, but I had nothing but good memories. So, you know, West Coast love.
Yeah, that's
for
what
sure.
we did. Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's what we did with the show we did with Brian, because he wanted to tell us about the good stories of Death Row, because everybody used to always focus on the ass whipping. You know what I'm saying? And the bad paperwork.
Exactly.
You know, but you know, the thing about it with Death Row, as I said, you know, as we all said earlier about Suge, you know, there's a lot of things we know about Suge that may have not always been the best, but there's a lot of great stories people we know personally have said about Suge. You know, shout out to Kenya Ware, you know, one of our biggest supporters. You know, she has nothing but great things to say about Suge, you know, and, you know, when people, one thing about it is Death Row, people have to understand the incredible and impactful history of what that label did for Compton, L.A., just California in general. Like with the East Coast, like the people, like when I tell the kids today, the younger generation who wasn't around for it, I just tell them, you had to have lived it. You had to have been there because it was different. I mean, when you look at the Chronic, to the Above the Rim soundtrack.
T-Max.
Yeah. I mean, number one.
Hey, hold on,
number
hold on.
One,
I think we got a 323 call on the line.
Okay.
323.
What's good?
What's going on?
What up? What
good.
Is
who?
Oh, it's KD. That's KD in the
what's
building.
Good, man?
LM.
KD, what
yes,
you doing?
Sir. KD,
yes,
baby.
Sir.
What's going on? Talk to me. I talk back. What's happening? Yeah,
man, the legend.
Good,
man.
Legend.
KD, what it do, man?
Oh, man, I can't call it, man. Slow motion in the fast lane, but I'm still moving.
Man, look, one of the all-time greats, man. I mean, this is an honor, man. This is an honor.
That's why I say you don't never know who popping up in this joint.
That's right.
Man,
that's right.
The freshest MC in the world himself, or does he say it so? That's what it is.
You know it. Who it? You it. What's up, Chili Chill?
Yeah, what's good with you, baby?
Oh, man, I can't
you know
call
what
it
saying? Represent the mob like it do, man. You knock yourself off
should.
With your son, huh? Son smashing, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. Matter of fact, I just got on the phone with him a little while ago, man. We're about to get ready to shoot his video, his next one, and then they try to release his... release his first project, man. Well, you know, not his first project. He already got a mixtape out.
Right.
He got man. We kind of put that together, man.
Right. Now you got
shout
your project.
Shout out to my son, Fredo 10K. Yeah. Shout out to my son, Fredo 10K. Yeah. I'm checking my tomorrow platform. And I'm working on mine right now too. I'm trying to get everything together, man. I'm trying to do this joint with Devin the Dude. So.
Okay.
need to get that track out to him. Oh. And then I got some stuff going on with my man Jay Worthy.
Right.
142. Yeah.
I'm supposed to be shooting a video with him. He just hit me up the other day. Said he want to shoot this video for this song that we did a while back. So I'm supposed to be linking with him soon. And yeah, man, I just, you know, just kind of maintaining, trying to get my feet wet again, man. That's all.
Hell yeah! Shout out to Arsenal.
Oh yeah, man. No doubt, my business partner Arsenal. Yeah, no doubt, bro. No doubt.
Hey, hold on. I'm gonna bring on the 310 caller. 310, you on?
310. 310, you on?
Hey, peace to Jay Worthy, though. That's the west side of Compton. That's my town. That's on my side. Peace to Jay.
Oh, yeah. That's my boy, man. Cool people.
Man, that's what's up, man. They got that Meet the Whoops right now, the little group they got, man. Peace to Jay Worthy, man.
Yeah. Jay be out there smashing, man. He don't play. My man be smashing. He ain't let his gas fill yet.
Jay out there getting busy, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Man, that dude got a project with just about everybody in the industry.
If
you don't have a project with him, he at least got a song with him.
Oh yeah. No doubt. And he all throughout Compton, he got a lot of songs with Compton artists all throughout the city, bro.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a good dude right there. Yeah, Pete and Jay Worthy, man. That's a good dude right there. West side of Compton.
Already.
Man, that left coast scene is brewing, man. I mean, there's a whole lot of talent coming in, and you got the legends putting it in. It's like a melting pot right now. So I don't know where these people talk about L.A. scene is dead. That thing is thriving. I know a nigga trying to get a hot take and all, but at least makes sense.
That's just the main street trying to keep us out of shit, man. Trust me, we got it cracking out here. It's just, you know, they just don't want to get a West credit, though. But no, we got it cracking out here, man.
Speaking of we got a 480 call on the line. Dang, everybody trying to pull up now. 480, you on?
What's happening with it, man? How y'all feeling out there?
What it do?
How you feeling, fam? What's happening? It's 3. Lynch Mob. L-E-N-C-A-M-O-B. What's happening with it? What's going down with it, fam? How y'all feeling, man?
Hey, we good, man. That was a dope build that we had a month ago when I had you guys on with the Zoom. That was a dope build right there, man.
Right.
That's right. What's up, three?
On the phone right now.
Not much, fam.
KD on. Yeah, we got KD on the line too. So KD and three.
What's happening, KD, baby?
That was me. I just said, "What's up, three, bro?" That was KD, bro.
What's happening, KD? How you feeling, love boy?
Hey, bro, I feel with my hands, bro, like I always do.
Ah, that's what's up, man. That's good. I'm glad to hear my people here. Shoot, 2024, ugly, baby. It's ugly. We here, though, the LM. What you know about that? You know what? We the toughest some motherfuckers around here, so it's hard to knock off old niggas like us. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going nowhere. I'm sorry. I know they was like, damn, them old niggas are still around. Yes, sir. We're still here getting money, running the streets, clowning, running the country, clowning. Y'all know how we do, man. Don't look here. When you born in the time when we came, niggas came with a V12 in their chest. So we ain't going down out the first or the second or the third one. You know what I'm saying? This shit bulletproof over here, baby. We here, man. I'm sorry. You know, you have to tell them young niggas, you know, hey, man, you know, ask them niggas for a recap or a recook or a reclip or whatever it is you need, but he came in the world like this, man. That's just what
man.
It is.
My man, three
you know
coming
saying?
With the energy, boy.
Man,
hey,
look, that's the expression of experience of somebody that done lived it, you know.
I'm trying to, hey, look here, man. Everybody in the crew, including the captain, nigga, has made it through a ton of shit. Anybody that see us, hear us talking, and nigga, we still sound like we in our 20s. KD still sound like he did 20 years ago. So do Chill. All of us, we still sound the same. It's like niggas ain't phased. We walk through these motherfucking decades and still holler at all our loved ones, and nigga, we still here. What? Ain't nothing changed except the calendar years. That's it. Niggas, we still rapping, clowning, fucking, chilling, hopping, nigga, traveling, getting money. We still doing everything we started doing and ain't stopped. And ain't slowing down yet. Niggas is looking for niggas, like they said, niggas is 30 and they really in their 20s. Niggas 50 really in their 30s. So, yeah, man. Niggas can't expect nothing but more shit from us, man. I'm sorry. Anybody looking for us to slow down, stop. You looking for the mob to stop, slide, rearrange, re-go back to the drawing board. You got niggas that ain't never stopped, and we ain't going to stop right now. All niggas is shooting from all barrels, man. Niggas is shooting from all barrels. Nah, man, cut that out, man. Niggas shit is loaded up, clipped up. We reloading them shits and bringing it back around again, nigga. Nigga, what they say, nigga, spin the block and hit them again. That's us. Nigga, in the millennium, nigga, we spinning the block and hitting niggas up again, nigga. We still got more hits for you niggas. What? Nigga, ain't nobody went nowhere. We watching the time go by. We watching niggas come and go. Like, damn, them niggas was here. Now they gone. Damn. Them niggas was this and they that. Damn. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Hey. I mean, hey, man, if you born in this bitch, you love this bitch. KD know what I'm talking about. Nigga, CIA all the way to 2024. Nigga, that type shit. From then to now, We ain't never went nowhere, so all the nigga do is salute my loved ones, salute niggas' history, salute legends, salute niggas that ain't never, niggas is 5-6-star generals in this bitch. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is 5-6-star generals. You made it through this motherfucker, and you still here? Hey, nigga, salute. And that goes to the whole West Coast. Everybody, all my peoples from the West, nigga, salute, nigga, straight up. Nigga, I ain't got nothing but mad love for my peoples, east, west, south, north. You know what I'm saying? But niggas ain't understanding. We really went through the war zone. We came back, nigga. I mean, keep it 100, nigga. Suge is in the motherfucking Who Scout. Niggas didn't even want to come see us at that time. We had to be here then, now, and after that. So the war zone, Suge, Easy, after that, we still here. I'm sorry. I know niggas don't want to hear. They're like, damn. Damn, niggas walked through all that? Yes, we ain't the niggas that was on the sideline. We was the niggas that really walked through that time zone. Salute to all the niggas that made it through that shit. The whole damn Dog Pound, the whole Death Row family, the whole motherfucking Ruthless family. You know what I'm saying? We really did that shit, nigga. Niggas really got to look at niggas and be like, damn, these niggas really went through some shit. You know what I'm saying?
But you know,
hey, beat the game.
Real.
I got two more callers on the line. I got 323 and I got a 949 call. I put you both live though. So
if we got,
let us know where y'all at.
Platinum Queens trying to get in. We got Platinum Queens West trying to get in. Still in shot.
Hold on. 323, you on?
323?
Folks be getting scared when they get up in this motherfucker. Hold on, 949, you on? I was letting them know, man. Like, you know, you about to wrap it up shortly. Anybody want to get on the line real quick? Press the one button, and we can bring y'all on. Y'all want to leave a shout out? If not, appreciate the love and support and everything and everybody that called. Hold on. I think we got them right now.
Okay.
Man, Blossaw got to step it up, man. Blossaw got to step it up. 323, you on?
Hello?
Hello.
323. Yes, 323. Damn, it's a special. What the fuck, man? I've been trying to get it. First, let me shout out Eric. What's up, Eric? They shout out to Platinum Queen West. had to represent from a little brother, the OG Chili Chill in the building. But it was hard as hell trying to get up in here. And shout out to my niece, Sequoia. Y'all check her out. Tiny Tipping with Tiny Entertainment with Chill. I want to say respect. You know I love you. Mad respect. I'm glad to see you finally getting your flowers. It's so good. It's good to see you representing Eric. And shout out to Off the Cuff. You know, Radio Eric, big up to you. You know, little brother, love you too. Much
appreciate
success you. To you. 600 episodes. Much success to continue to you. It's all love. It was just hard getting in. That just show y'all love. Because, yeah. God damn, I got dropped about 10 times.
What up, Shonda?
Oh, everybody. What up? And shout out to Toy KK taking the nod. People was trying to get in. West Coast was trying to represent Toy. Silky Fine, KK, second up. Everybody trying to show love and get in. We just can't get in. Shout out to Dribble, Ronan. Yeah, it was
I'm
hard getting in, though.
Two.
Yeah, you need to.
Two.
Real talk. We'll be up in that bitch half an hour early then.
Yeah,
you need to do it
anyway.
Yeah, Eric, you do. Really.
Now I gotta ask everybody on the line now. One, if y'all want me to do the part two, give me the hell yeah.
Let's go.
Come on, y'all, hell yeah.
We need that.
Let's go. So you're gonna have to do the part two.
We got you.
Because I had a lot of people that was trying
overtime.
To get in. You're right about that.
Part two.
Unless we going
part
into
two.
Overtime.
Part two.
Yeah,
part two. Let's do it.
Hey, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to shut this part down, and I'm going to restart this. I'm going to restart. I want everybody to call back in. Then we can start re-inviting everybody. We're going to set this thing off right.
Man, let's do it.
We're going
let's
overtime.
It.
We're going overtime like the Lakers and Celtics.
Facts. Let's get it.
But yeah, call back up, y'all. I'm about to go live in a bit. I'm going to shut this episode down. We're going to do the part two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Get it, for sure. Everybody call back in.
Calling back.